Chapter 5. The Wrong Chest. The Queen Anne sailed for a few more days, but it couldn't find the Bermuda Triangle. The men were getting angry. Captain Scott heard more and more talk about the treasure, so he decided to call the men and speak to them.
I know that a lot of you want to see these islands. I want you to know that you will be handsomely paid for this long voyage. Wait a little longer, and you will be rewarded.
Blackbeard's ghost was walking behind the men as the captain talked. Smith, the man who stole some of Blackbeard's treasure, was standing in the front where Captain Scott could see him. He still had the jewels in his pocket, and Blackbeard knew this. Because no one could see him, he put his hand in Smith's pocket and threw the jewels on the deck in front of Smith. The others thought Smith dropped something, but when they saw the beautiful diamonds and the gold necklace, they looked at Smith to see what he would say.
Captain, I don't know how they got there. It was him that put them there.
He pointed at a man. He was the man who had helped him carry the chest aboard.
You're a liar!
They began to fight, and the other men joined in. Some of them wanted to stop the fight, but others tried to take the jewels from the deck. The captain quickly took the jewels before anyone else could. The men didn't stop fighting with each other until they heard the man in the crow's nest shout,
"Ship!"
They looked and saw the black flag above the sails of a ship coming towards them, but they didn't know it was Captain Pike. Captain Scott looked through his telescope, then called to the men.
Enemy ship approaching. Open the cannons. Prepare to fight.
The men were running to different parts of the ship when Captain Pike's ship fired a cannon. A loud boom was heard, but the cannonball missed and landed in the water, making a big splash next to the Queen Anne. Another cannon was fired. This one hit one of the Queen Anne's sails. The Queen Anne fired back and the battle began. It was a fierce battle. The sails on both ships had holes in them and were on fire, and there was black smoke in the air. When the ships were close enough, the pirates used ropes to jump onto the Queen Anne. All the men were fighting with swords, so there was no one to watch the treasure. Captain Pike jumped on board the Queen Anne. He went below with two of his men where Blackbeard's treasure was. Captain Scott saw them below and followed with his sword in his hand. Captain Pike turned to fight him.
I know you've got that treasure, and I'm not leaving without it.
You will die before you touch a piece of what's behind that door.
Blackbeard was watching all of this. He followed Captain Pike downstairs, and when he had the chance, he hit him over the head with a piece of wood. Captain Pike was surprised. He didn't know what happened.
Quick, open that door, now!
Pike's men broke the door open, and Captain Pike opened both chests. He left the Queen's gold pieces and put his hands on the shining jewels of Blackbeard's treasure.
Look at these beauties. I've never seen such colors. Blue diamonds, pearls, red rubies.
Blackbeard closed the top down on Captain Pike's hands, and he screamed in pain.
Good God! Open it! Open it!
His men helped open the chest, but both Pike's hands were badly hurt.
Take that one with us. We'll come back for the other later.
Captain Pike was looking at his injured hands. His men were very surprised at what happened, so they picked up the wrong chest. It was the chest with the Queen's gold in it. Blackbeard was smiling at Captain Pike, knowing that no one would get his gold. He didn't know himself that they were leaving his treasure behind, so he sat on the chest that the men took back to the pirate ship.